trying to protect same-sex marriage. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House, by a 110-vote margin, passing the Respect for Marriage Act.
The measure would enshrine protections for same-sex and racially mixed couples into law. The bipartisan House vote is not expected to be echoed in the evenly divided Senate, with Republicans likely using the filibuster to stall it.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, 17 members of Congress, along with other demonstrators, arrested Tuesday for blocking traffic outside the Supreme Court building in protest of the decision last month that overturned Roe versus Wade. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez among them. She held her hands behind her back for a time, making it look like she'd been handcuffed when she hadn't been. The chief of U.S. Capitol Police complaining about the Justice Department's decision not to prosecute members of the CBS Late Show staff arrested for trespassing at the Capitol. Chief Tom Major says 9 members of Stephen Colbert's staff lied to Capitol Police, falsely claiming they had credentials to be in a House office building after hours. Maryland held its primary election Tuesday. The race for the GOP nomination for governor, seen as another barometer of former President Trump's influence on the party, and Dan Cox, the candidate he endorsed, has won the primary.
The people heard his messaging saying, this is the campaign that is about your freedom. This is the campaign to get behind. Not the establishment candidate.
The race for the Democrat nomination for governor in Maryland still too close to call. Facing a massive public backlash, Manhattan's district attorney Alvin Bragg has dropped the murder charges against Jose Alba, the New York City bodega worker who was arrested for killing a man who'd attacked him in the store earlier this month. Surveillance video had showed Alba was defending himself. Baseball's All-Star game with a 3-2 victory, the American League has beat the National League for the 9th consecutive season. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Opening arguments were heard Tuesday on the trial of former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon on contempt charges.
District Judge Carl Nichols quickly rejected a last-minute motion to delay the trial of Steve Bannon for another month. Bannon, an advisor to former President Trump, is facing 2 counts of criminal contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Federal prosecutors have signaled a quick trial. It's unknown if Bannon will testify in his defense. His legal team has argued executive privilege prevents Bannon from cooperating. The Justice Department says that privilege doesn't apply to Bannon because he left the White House in 2017. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A transformer exploded Tuesday at the Hoover Dam, generating a thick cloud of black smoke and startling tourists. The flames were quickly extinguished, and the electricity produced at the Hoover Dam continued to flow to 8 million people in Arizona, Nevada, and Southern California. Air conditioners running at full blast from Arizona to Ohio. Parts of 14 states are under excessive heat warnings or heat advisories, covering about 100 million Americans. Not much of a surprise here. A new study finds teenagers aren't getting enough exercise.
Researchers at the University of Georgia say the problem is even more pronounced among girls. They say 75% of teens do not comply with CDC recommendations of an hour or more of moderate to vigorous physical activity every day. The study is published in the Journal of Adolescents. It suggests that making students feel safer and more supported in school would encourage exercise. The study echoes earlier findings by the American Heart Association, which warned that teens are missing out on the benefits of physical activity, including a strong heart and better mental health. Roger Stern, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.